Teen Scene Radio. Good evening. Teens. The Teen Scene Radio. How's everybody doing this evening? So, hold on. The music for this evening by selection and request we all in. Recent 7 days have been incredible. Incredible. And I like to think that everybody has had an incredible experience. I mean, just coming on this radio show this evening, I got infinite exciting experiences occurring. I'm ready for the radio show, and all of a sudden, here we are on Teen Scene Radio. Visit us online at facebook.com/Teen Scene Radio. And email us online at teenscenedream@gmail.com. So, this show, the popular, nominated, and or Facebook pages for this show are as followed. It's Manda Go. Okay. It's Manda Go. Here we go. Tata Wayne Lewis. Or Tata Wayne. Tata Wayne Lewis. Sounded like a song. Sounds like a song to me. Patience, Madhuli, Kanisha Gudas, Kiki Abbas. This sound like a friend we already had. I don't know, maybe we didn't have him, we had her. Shashia Duncan. Yeah. So, everything's looking good. I have been intrigued within the most recent 7 days by the ability some have to get things done. The power in manifesting, the ability one has in manifestation, in manifesting, in creating and bringing into manifestation to terminate, to get things done. And when I say terminate, I don't terminate nothing. Well, that's just another word, a synonym, okay? We want everybody getting their paychecks and their benefits. What I'm saying, to finish, that's a synonym for finishing, for manifesting, for accomplishing. Successfully, a goal an accomplishment, a preset and or determined outcome, established perimeter and or acquired objective. You see, to manifest, to create, is a power. If you say you are to accomplish something and have the ability in accomplishing that goal, that is a display in power, by definition. Experience and ability and showmanship. You see, it is an afforded power. I have witnessed people with power objectively acquiring goals, whatever those goals may have been. And I've learned in my experience that when wielding power, there is a responsibility, and or there is a responsibility in wielding power. When you are practicing powerful ability, and or the ability to wield power, when you're practicing the ability of wielding power, when you're living daily in a powerful manifestation state, in a experience that perpetuates power, getting things done, accomplishing, then you are held responsible when you are affecting people's lives. You have a responsibility. And I would say, you learn that when people and other people are subjected to the power that you wield, there is a responsibility to keeping things balanced, staying positive. You understand? It is a power responsibility. So, as we push forward with operating organizations such as the International U.S. Operations, we witness the federal government operating. And with International U.S. Operations and like organizations, you have to understand the federal government is nothing other than an administrative operation responsible for managing citizens that are within, within the incorporated state associated with the principal parenting umbrella called the U.S. However, the U.S. organizational boundaries are generally outlined by territory familiar to land that has been associated with the U.S. boundaries. Therefore, the corporation in the District of Columbia, is outside of the U.S. However, is represented by D.C. D.C. was said, now I want you all to do your homework and tell me if this is true or not. D.C. was said to have been a district from Columbia that was not incorporated into the U.S. However, operates, okay, it's just like a limousine driver isn't a passenger, yet they're all in the same car. However, limousine driver is responsible for operating the entire vehicle. The pilot is in the cabin, the pilot's cabin. However, the pilot is technically not a chauffeur or not a passenger. Some would say the pilot's a passenger. However, the pilot is responsible for directing the craft, then a pilot is designated as a separate entity from the passengers, okay? So the Columbian District technically is what? Is that a district of Columbia? Columbia? Is the whole entire U.S. operated and run by Columbia? Which is why Britain really didn't have certain authority in the U.S. You see, this is what's going on here. Many people that live in the U.S. are within the boundaries of a corporation or an organization that has policies and procedures. Now listen, if these policies and procedures were written hundreds of years ago, why wouldn't we say amendments and restructured constitutions and new codes that operate in addition to those constitutions are important? The International U.S. Operations is an organization that operates similar code with an upgraded code in an international jurisdiction. Cases the same like operation and or administration into a global jurisdiction. The NWO code representing that particular organization. Listen, love. I love you in an international degree. All around the world, all the citizens declared as international citizens, rise with me, family, our global family, because I love you. We are setting ourselves free. Actually, we are free. Okay? And we're going to expand on that in the next show. Listen, I love you. Visit us online at facebook.com/TeenSceneRadio. Email us at teenscenedream@gmail.com. I love you. Hey, look, we're free from territorial boundaries and an international degree. It's you and me. It's us. What's up? We ride. Love a family. Come,